past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday. Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing is in the house. Good to see you again, Barry.
Good morning. Yeah, and I lost one for the year. How sad. I'm going to get FOMO. I'm going to miss you.
Well, are you off on a wonderful wander again?
No, we just, we're going to be around for the year. We're staying open. Construction sites obviously closing down, but we've got our maintenance crews working through. But yeah, I think from the radio interview side of things, next week Tuesday is a public holiday, and then we...
Is it a public holiday? What is it? What holiday is it next week? It's not Christmas, is it? I mean,
no,
I can't count anymore.
The 16th.
Time flies. Okay. Oh, so that's...
Youth Day or one of those.
Yeah, well, but it's a holiday.
It's a holiday. That's most the most important thing that people want to know.
And talking of holidays, have you noticed how Ballito has become once again full of holiday people? People coming down earlier this year, I think, than the normal. I don't know. Maybe it's not. I just seem to have noticed a lot more happy holiday folk wandering around.
Oh, geez, man. The atmosphere in Ballito this year is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was working in a complex down on the beach near Willard Beach, and just seeing everybody. Everyone's just happy in the sun, and my goodness, Ballito showing off with the weather.
It's been great. It's been, and look, I mean, the weather is variable, it comes and goes, but it's generally speaking, when it shines, it shines.
Yeah, and the surf at Willard Beach was nice and small. There was an awesome bank, so guys could go out on the sandbank, out nice and far. Lifeguards were having a pretty chilled time because everything was so relaxed. And, yeah, geez, it's so nice to see people soaking up and enjoying the outdoors.
Yeah. And you know what's also, I think, really, really cool about Ballito? Generally, we're talking about brand Ballito. You know, we talk about service and when you find good suppliers or good service providers, one needs to acknowledge those. And you are right up at the top of the tree there when it comes to plumbing services. I know your ethos is, even in high days and holidays when everyone else is having a break, you've got an emergency crew on standby
100%.
On most days, just because when emergencies happen, you need to be able to respond. So that's a wonderful thing. Now, you know, you were talking to me the other day about the hot water management system in terms of an electric timer, which is an electrician's function, really.
Yes.
To time your geyser, etc., etc. So we're outfitting another podcast facility at the moment, and I needed some electrical work done. So I went on Ballito Connect, you know, because that's what one does these days. You know, it's funny, you live in an area for 20-odd years, and you have your oaks. Good, bad, or indifferent, they're your oaks.
Yep.
So you phone them for general. That's the way it used to be for me. And they would always come and hit me down. You know what I mean? I'm talking. No, we can't do you until like 10 days' time. And then it was a hit and miss. Anyway, so the bottom line, I went to Ballito Connect, and I found a great electrician called – the company's called Fat Cat. I like the name. Anyway, bottom line is Dwayne. They came in and they sorted it. One time, no problem. They even went. And I had a ceiling fan in one that I thought we have to get a new fan. He said, "No, you replace the module and the ding, ding, ding." So they did that, and now we're going to get the electrical. The point is, what I'm saying is, when you get good service, it makes your day.
And 100%.
You're delivering service like this at the moment with leaks that you've been detecting.
Yeah, so I mean, we had a poor elderly resident of Ballito that. Contacted us and said, no, she's got her water meters ticking over. There's absolutely no evidence of a water leak in her property. She lives up on Patricia Road in one of the original houses, and the house itself probably hasn't changed much in about 60 years.
Oh. But the pipes probably have.
So, you know, we arrived at the property. Her husband's in hospital. She's living there, and she's rather perturbed. She's got no water, and we arrived on site. We did a quick primary survey, whipped out our nice leak detection equipment, and went through the property and located a burst pipe behind her garage. Excavated the thing up and repaired it, and we were done and dusted in an hour. Turned her water back on. And then... You know, went to go show her the pipe that was removed out of the property, how brittle it's gone. I mean, where it had split, you could literally just, if you had bent the pipe, it would snap like a candy cane.
Was it an old galvanized pipe?
No, old that orange polycop stuff.
Oh, really?
That every plumber in the world despises because it just
so it does deteriorate.
Oh yeah, no. So as soon as you start getting linear cracks on polycop piping, or if the pipe goes hard, it's game over. It's now time to start at point A and replace. Lift the thing up and end at point B. Otherwise, it's going to be never ending. But just to be able to have the equipment. So she had another plumber that came in and spent a bit of time at the property and couldn't find anything. But to have the equipment to be able to come onto the property and within the space of an hour, locate a leak, repair the leak, and turn the water back on. It's just, you know, for us as the people doing the job, it's so satisfying that you can do that. It's like a little bit of magic, you know. You walk around with a little wand and it sniffs where this is coming from, and then you pinpoint it and you dig open and voila!
Well, you see, that's the thing. It's the old adage, if you've got the right tool for the job, it makes the job so much easier. But if you don't have the right tool, you can end up, well, especially with leak detection. I mean, I don't know how in the old days they did it. It must have been digging up pipes just because you had to.
Well, I mean, we went to an estate yesterday as well. I went to go have a meeting with the estate manager, and they've had a contractor there that we several months ago installed isolation valves for the estate. And then they had another contractor trying to find a leak. It was a friend of the estate manager's. And they've spent the last 5 days digging up the driveway and the road and all sorts of things, and they haven't found anything. So I said to him, you know, we do have all this equipment that we can come in and...
It's called a scientific.
Yeah.
Technology.
You know, we've made the area small enough for us to be able to do this. And, you know, looking at going in there and pinpointing the thing in a couple of hours, you know, it is large gauge piping and everything like that. But, you know, for me, there's such an excitement to doing my job.
Well, you know, clearly you have found your groove and your niche, and you're one of the few lucky, you know, well, not, there are, you know, ultimately that old adage, if you do what you love, you'll kind of never work a day in your life because you just enjoy it so much. I mean, I'm sure there were some of those days where, you know, it doesn't always go well, but generally speaking, if you find something that you do well and you enjoy, then you are blessed, Barry. You need to give thanks to some entity for that, I think.
Well, yeah. You know, I thank my parents and I thank the Bolito community that I grew up in, you know. You know, you're molded by the people that are around you.
There it is. And gratitude, you've mentioned how important that is in terms of general well-being as well. So thank you for that. And thank you for the past year of wonderful conversation on air. We look forward to continuing the chat in the fullness of time. And, you know, it's hard to say I'll see you next year. But, I mean,
it's crazy.
At this time of year, it's easy to say because it's just around the corner.
Oh, no, it's so crazy. I can't. This year honestly feels like it just went phew.
Yeah.
Whiz bossed. So, yeah, guys, we are open for maintenance and emergencies through the holiday season. We've got our leak detection crews available. We've got drain jetting cameras, CCTV, all the wonderful things that you need, and just your general maintenance. Give us a shout. The office is open, and our standby crews are also available.
Barry Chapman, the plumbing boss from Chapman Plumbing. And you've heard him on the morning show. This will be up as a podcast, of course, as per regular. The morning show continues.